This is our first health and social care recruitment and education fair. It's taking place next Tuesday in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana, and it's from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. So we're delighted to be having the fair. It's our first time running an initiative like this, and we're doing it in partnership with Inishowen Development Partnership. You don't need to register. You can come along on the day. Everybody is welcome, and we have a range of contributors on the day, Donal. So we will have a number of our teams from lots of different areas. So if you're somebody who wants to think about a career in health or social care, you can come and speak to one of our teams. So that could be a physiotherapist or a nurse or a healthcare assistant or a home health. We'll have lots of people there, Donal, on the day who can talk to you about what it's like to work in those types of areas and what it's like to work in the HSE. We'll also be joined by the major educational institutions in the Northwest, ATU, Letterkenny, Ulster University, Donegal, ETB and Northwest Regional College in Derry will also be there to talk to you about any of their courses and career opportunities. And some of our students from Inishowen Secondary Schools will be coming along as well to find out about career options ahead of the UCAS and the CEO deadline. So we hope that people will come along. Everybody's welcome on the day, Donal, and we hope it's a great event.
We know there have been some issues with regards to qualification recognition. People from Inishowen who perhaps have gained qualifications at Northwest Regional College or other institutions in Northern Ireland, but those qualifications not necessarily recognised under the system here. Will there be people present who'll be able to advise on that and perhaps guide people through what they need to do to get their qualifications recognised?
Yes, absolutely, Donal. So we have the CORU body down here, which a lot of people coming to work in health and social care will be familiar with. And we will have people on the day available to guide everybody through the CORU registration process and what they need to do. We'll also have some of our teams from the HR department as well to be able to provide some support and guidance to people. So absolutely, there'll be a lot of opportunities to ask questions and to get some support and help in relation to qualifications and getting recognition for those as well.
Now, we know there has been a lot of talk politically about a recruitment ban within the HSE, but by the same token, we know there are a lot of vacancies, particularly in Inishowen, in areas of community care, mental health care, and also in the acute hospital setting in Letterkenny and elsewhere. So even though there's talk of a recruitment freeze, there are still many positions within the HSE locally that do need to be filled.
Yes, there are, and I suppose there are a recruitment pause in some areas, Donal, in some of our services. However, we do have existing vacancies across a number of areas, and we're very keen for people who are interested in coming to work with the HSE across any of those areas to come down and to have a chat with us about the opportunities that we have, both in the short term, but also running into next year as well. There are opportunities that open up all of the time and initiatives that we're taking. So we'd be very keen for anyone who's interested in finding out about a career in the HSE to come down and have a chat with us.